The San Antonio Book Festival is back for a seventh time in early April. TPR Arts and Culture reporter Jack Morgan spoke with its executive director.
She's Lily Gonzalez, and she has replaced founder Catherine Flato.
Our purpose is to unite readers and writers in a celebration of ideas, imagination, libraries, and literary culture.
They do so by inviting about 100 Texas and national authors to talk about their books and the ideas behind them. And they throw the festival at a place known for both art and books.
We take place at the Central Library and the Southwest School of Art. We close down some streets and we have venues in both locations.
Who gets chosen to come is the decision of a select committee and literary director, Clay Smith.
He's so plugged into the publishing industry. He's really got his finger on what the trends are. And what he has said is that there's a real thirst for fact.
There isn't time to highlight 100 authors. But here's a snapshot.
I'm especially proud that we have Meg Medina, who is just fresh off her Newbery Medal announcement last week.
The Newbery is a highly prized children's literature award.
We have another Newbery medalist, Christopher Paul Curtis. And then our local lineup is outstanding. We have Lila Cockrell. We have Judge Nelson Wolf. We also have this debut writer, Raymond Villarreal. He is an attorney here in the city, and he's written his first book, and it's about a vampire uprising. And the film rights have been optioned. We also have a Ghosts of the Rio Grande Valley session planned, and Rick Bragg, who's very popular for his Southern writing.
Sarah Byrd, she's a big name too.
Sarah Byrd, yes. Lots of Texas beloved writers.
The free and family-friendly event happens on Saturday, April 6th. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.